So we're here with James Bay at Tea in the Park at Strathallan, the new site.
Yes,
you've been away in Spain, haven't you? Tell me a bit about that.
We were in Spain. It was all very brief. We were in Spain for like 36 hours. We were in Lisbon in Portugal for 24. But it was great. I've never played in either of those places before. And I suppose nowadays the way that you can, maybe once upon a time your kind of label would, you know, tell you a little bit about how it might go. But now you can gauge it a little bit from Twitter and all of that stuff. So I was seeing people from those places going, "Oh, we really can't wait to for you to get here." But that's like, you know, a couple of people a week because I'm not looking at it all the time. But we turned up, and you know, in Lisbon there was like 40,000 people.
Is there a big difference between the crowds when you go to different countries?
There are differences, but that's one of the most impossible things to describe. That really is something that you just know how to sort of feel when you're there on the stage. And then we got to Spain, we got to Bilbao, and we had another enormous crowd. They're incredible crowds. There's a lot of energy. There's a lot of, I guess, you know, you go to like London or New York and it's a very folded arms, you know, show us what you got kind of crowd. There's nothing wrong with that. Maybe you have to kind of work hard in a different way to sort of win them over. But the passion in places like Spain and Portugal, it's kind of similar to Scotland. It's this unashamed like fire and energy, and it's kind of my favourite thing to play in front of. So, you know, Portugal into Spain into Tea in the Park is a bit of a dream lineup, if I'm honest.
And obviously, you've got two sold-out shows coming up in September in Glasgow at the Academy.
Yeah.
Talking about Scottish crowds, do you feel that maybe Scottish crowds maybe have more of a connection with singer-songwriters? You know, looking at the past.
Well, there's definitely a sort of troubadour type folky thing about music from kind of Scotland and you know, sort of North UK, even going down to like Newcastle and then going up into Scotland. Yeah, so maybe, you know, maybe there is, but I don't know. All I know, you know, I started off in quite an acoustic, intimate place and quickly kind of grew my music to something louder with more energy and more electric guitars, and up in Scotland they've been up for all of it, which is a joy to know. So I'm having a good time playing up here as someone influenced by all that kind of folkier music and I guess call it singer-songwriter style music. So maybe.
Lots of Case on the Calm that came out in March. Number 2, I think, in our chart it was. Number
yeah.
one, your debut
yeah.
number one.
Yeah, that's that.
Tell me the story about behind that.
The story behind it is a long and endless story.
Tell me the very condensed version of it.
I made an album. It was a terrifying thing at times. It was a wonderful thing at times. And then I had to put it out, and that was a whole different emotion. But like you say, it went to number 2 up here, and it went to number 1 back down there. And that's I still kind of pinch myself a bit, you know, to you know, feel like that's true, because it's so much goes into making an album. I technically had 10 years experience playing live. I've been playing since I was 13, 14 years old. I've had 2 or 3 months experience making an album, and that was when I made Chaos and the Calm. So it's a scary thing in a lot of respects, but it's an amazing thing to do, because it's my music, and I was in a big, shiny, wonderful studio in Nashville with a producer that I kind of dreamed about working with, Jakir King, and suddenly it was all real. So Chaos and the Calm, those words, you know, felt like that's not a song title, obviously. So a lot of people do that. They take a track from the album and name the album that, but I wanted to call it something else, and Chaos and the Calm just sort of summed up the years leading up to writing and making the album.
And at Glastonbury, we've seen that One Direction were side stage watching you, said they're big fans. Did you say you're fans of One Direction?
Wow, that's pretty black and white. I don't know, I'm not gonna come at you with a yes or a no, because I haven't listened to lots of their music, but there's nothing wrong with the stuff I've heard. You know, it's fantastic pop music. It clearly works. I think we can say that.